Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
823 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and he's about to take your calls because, yes, we're going to talk about Falcons in a second, but we're going to give away some AC/DC tickets right now. Two pair going out, 404-726-0929. It's the Power Up Tour, Thursday, August 26th, 27th, 2026 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are provided by Live Nation, and tickets are on sale this Friday, November 7th at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com, but you could win yours right now, 404-726-0929.
You have no clue how bad I want to go to this concert. Like, this is one of those ones that I've wanted to check off. For a long time.
Was this on your top five list of bands you wanted to see live when you did top five?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Had to have been.
Because I had tickets to go see them.
Yeah.
And Brian Johnson's voice ear thing, whatever happened, and they canceled, and then they ended up doing the concert with Axl, but I had to do a Falcons preseason game. Across the street. It hurt.
Burned a little bit. Well, I have news for you. Friday. At 10 a.m., tickets go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. I realize you'll be out of the country.
Yeah, what time is that in Germany? What time is German?
Maybe Amy can get some early Christmas presents taken care of here.
Love it.
All right, Mike, you had some thoughts as we were going into the break about our last caller and what Falcons fans were expecting this year. Why are we so angry?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts on that. First of all, I think that I don't – The question he asked was, what were we expecting? Why is it Super Bowl or bust for so many different fans? And I think that I don't think most fans were Super Bowl or bust. I think fans just expected it to look a certain way and the product to look a certain way and to be able to visually see the development of the players that we have, like a Michael Penix, like a Bijan, Darnell Mooney. Instead, we've seen an emptier version of what we had a year ago when before Kirk Cousins kind of fell off the face of the earth as a quarterback. And I'm with him, though. Like, to me, I've always looked at next year as, like, this year you have to make this huge leap, right? And that's why I haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet of Raheem has to go. Now, I think Raheem has work to do, and I've told you guys before, I think Zach Robinson has to go. Like, I think that you – unless something wild changes in the second half of the season, I'm not a believer in his offense for what we have. But – this goes back to the conversation that Bo and I had on Monday where we were talking about Kyle Pitts, and I said I would trade Kyle Pitts if there were offers out there. I'd let him go.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to re-sign him to the money that he's probably looking for. I don't know what that money is, but I'm not giving Kyle Pitts a big money deal. I think he has shown his ability to step up in the passing game, but to me he's a wide receiver. He doesn't block. And he started off the season with an attitude in the blocking game, but I think that's fallen off here recently. And he's been very good in the passing game, don't get me wrong, but that's the reason, going back to Monday, that I was like, I don't think our window is open. Get Kirk Cousins off the books. Michael Penix still on a rookie deal. Bijan's still on a rookie deal. Drake's probably getting a huge extension. But you still have these options to be able to be moved around. Both those rookies you just drafted, all four of those defensive rookies are in their second year. Hopefully the defense takes a leap. That's kind of where I'm at. I just don't think I expected it to be as bad as we've seen the last few weeks, and I think that's what Falcons fans have an issue with overall.
I wish this was a lot easier answer. It's not. It's kind of complex because you have a multitude of things. You set expectations for yourself, as in this team, this front office, the last year of Arthur Smith. We think we're a playoff team. We think we have that roster talent. We think we're this. You were 7-10 again. So then Arthur Smith gets fired. And now, without doing it on purpose, the team, the organization, the ownership kind of put a clock ticking on Terry Fontenot, whether it was fair or not. I actually feel like Terry Fontenot's done a phenomenal job here. he has rebuilt a roster that was was without talent to the level it is now, and had this massive debt that it carried, right? Because of the salary cap implications that we had. And he had to, in year two, essentially do a reset. And then in year three, well, we spent money. We think we're this. And then you come in with Raheem and you bring in Kirk Cousins and you're like, hey, we got the roster. Remember, we got this roster. Last year we told you we had this roster that could win. We're going to win now. We're going to win. And it looked like you were about to win. And then it came off the rails. And then you'd make this switch to Penix. And everyone has his high 8th overall pick. You know, you have all this talent, and you got out of the gate, and you're now stumbling. You couple that with this being 2017, 7 years since the last time you made a playoff. This will be 8 after this year. So you set expectations. The fans have expectations. They've gone. Their mouth is watering. You see other teams flip the script in a year or two and get to the playoffs with just a quarterback or just this and a new coaching regime, and they don't have patience anymore. Do I think there should be patience with the coaching staff as a whole? I do, because I think we all know. Remember, we brought in Ryan Nielsen the last year of Arthur Smith. Everybody was happy with the defense, and he left. If you fire Raheem, your chances of retaining Ulbrich are very slim.
Slim.
And now you've drafted players to fit what he wants to do. So when you do that, you set yourself back. The reality is as much as we want to fire people left and right, you run drafts by the GM asking coaches, what do we need? What fits our system? What type of player are you looking for? And you draft that way. And then when you flip it around and you fire them after 2 years, now you're bringing in another coach that's got to fit coaches that fit players that were drafted for different schemes.
Yeah. No, I'm completely on board with what you're saying, and it goes back to the conversation we have. And and Bo and I get this in the last 3 years of being on the show, we've always had this kind of where callers get upset with us because we're not calling for Raheem's job. It's like the old sports radio thing. It's like, you got to get the lynch mobs out, and you want somebody to be fired immediately after something bad happens. The problem is that's where as a franchise you come into an identity crisis. And that's what I feel like we're having right now. I've said it multiple times on the show. We're running Arthur Smith's offensive run game, and we're trying to pair it with Zach Robinson, and it doesn't – we have odd-shaped pieces. It's not merging together. We're not doing the things you need to do to make our offense whole. Do we have a great passing game at times? Yes. Do we have a great running game at times? Yes. Very rarely do they actually go hand-in-hand at the same time, and that's one of the biggest issues with this team. If you move on from Raheem – and then all of a sudden you continue this identity crisis, then it becomes a problem.
Here's the other issue. At least then you didn't have a defense. You didn't have defensive pieces that you felt like were building stones for the future, right? You didn't have Jalen Walker. You didn't have James Pierce, who were drafted. You didn't have Brandon Dorlus and Rook. They were drafted for this type of system of what Ulbrich's running. So now if you blow it all up, and we're not advocating. Let's be clear. I'm not advocating on either side of anything. I like the people that I will get to work with on Sundays, on both sides of it. I don't control their future, and I know that. So I'm not advocating for anything. But what I am advocating for is patience, because I am terrified of what's happening to the offense right now. After you've now invested in young pieces on the defense, happens on that side. We finally have defensive talent. Like, Jalen Walker just had his breakout game. I'm terrified to get in a system where now you're asking him to do things that he's not suited to do.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're saying you're asking for patience. The question is going to be, well, if not this year, when? When?
Well,
that's a fair question.
It is a fair question. Look, I prefer, and I'll go to my college thing. I said I wanted Billy Napier at Florida to get 4 years. Because when I said that, the college football was in the middle of a change with the NIL and everything, and they have unlimited money, essentially. As much money as you have to spend on the players, you can spend on it each year. And guess why you've seen teams suddenly just jump in. The NFL, the cap and everything, is a little bit different. I do finally believe we have a young core on defense that you can build on. Personally, if I own the team, unless let's make no mistake about it, there can be no more Carolina and Miami games, because if you have another game like that to that extent, it is saying something about what you're doing day in and day out every week. Is there you don't have those blips on the NFL map multiple times. There's no team 30 points better than this roster out there. There's just not. There's absolutely not. So what are you doing week to week? But I think you go to how you finish the season matters. You have to show me that I need to give you another year. I think everyone would agree with that. Mike, I think you would agree with the fact that this coaching staff has to show me they deserve another year, and how they finish the season shows me.
I absolutely agree with that. And it's like I said, the first thing I would do is I'd let go of Zach Robinson. I'd bring in somebody that has actually been an offensive coordinator and done it at a high level. I'd bring that person in. And we've kicked around names that you could bring in midseason. We've talked about if Mike McDaniel gets fired, whatever it is. Okay, I need somebody that does it at a high level. But here's what I'll say about Raheem. And this is one of the reasons I would like to see at this point as it stands right now, I'm not firing Raheem. Because he has shown that he does not have the loyalty that a lot of people criticize him of. The Ike Hilliard firing? Yeah. The Jimmy Lake firing last year? Yeah. Hey, Ray Ray, you want to be a problem? Bye. I'm not dealing with it. And that's why I'm like, okay, I got to give Raheem one more shot to get the offensive coordinator hire right. But right now, it's just I don't see it. And I think that if he tries to stand by Zach in the long run, it's going to get him fired. So I'm, you know, like I said, he's – to me, right now, I'm on board with Raheem being here. I'm not trying to ask for Raheem to get fired, but it is a very short rope.
Yeah, for the people that are going to jump to you and say, well, he fired Ike and he won't fire Zach, I don't think that they're the same. I know they're not. And he didn't fire Jimmy Lake last year. He took over, essentially, and then fired him after the season. I'm not advocating for anybody, because I can't tell you that I know to the depth that Mike does about the offense to tell you every problem. I see issues, and if the offense continues to underperform, there is no doubt that you make a change. That's just that's the reality of life in the NFL. It's just the reality of it. I don't have to sit here and say it.
Well, I do want to say congratulations to Randy from Cumming and Kevin from Dawsonville. They just scooped up those AC/DC tickets. Don't worry, we've got more tomorrow, same time, same station. And coming up, Alex Anthopoulos gave Dukes and Bell exclusive information yesterday. We'll let you hear that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Yeah. Y'all call me a hoarder. Well, it worked out for me yesterday. My hoarding came in handy. Next morning show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.